What I'd like to do tonight is stir your imagination, not only mine, but yours, and to help you know again, as you probably know very well, how marvelously God has made you. And that all hymn writers aren't sung, and all poets aren't printed, and all creative people aren't on stages. And that you are creative, and that you are imaginative, and that you too do original thinking and writing. I mean, you write letters, some of you write letters like nobody in the world. That's original. And sometimes originality is to do an old thing in another way. Not just to keep from getting bored, but because there's another way of doing it. It's just not to be cute or clever, but to do it in another way is really your way of discovering it all over again. For instance, things will occur to me that I will do. I will not do everything that occurs to me. There isn't time, but I will do some things that occur to me. So part of my planning is also to get ready to do what I think. And not only to do what I have scrawled down on this piece of paper here, but to do what I think fits for us. And I just thought of something, and I like it. Now, one can like something in a hurry. You can claim it very quickly. I claimed this immediately. And I said, if we could do something familiar in another way. Yeah, here's room here. I think it'd be better if you want to sit. You've got a wall to lean against here. Come on back here if you'd like. I'd rather have you in sight than out of sight. I'd like to have you whistle a very old song. We all love it. I don't know if you've ever whistled it. And if you don't whistle well, then listen to those who do. Okay? Are you ready? That's the pitch. Let's get it on. All right. Beautiful Savior. Sometime when the organ goes broke in the church, or someone who can't sing but can whistle, get yourself a whistling choir. Imagine what that would sound like in some of your churches, all lights out some night, whistle a hymn. Nice. And one could say, I would say that's very imaginative. I would say there's a great deal of risk in that. Some people could leave the church. Creativity is often associated with people leaving. So, tonight I wanted to pay a little attention to rhythm and to I call it dancing on the board, but I guess I would call it posture. For instance, there's a rhythm inside me, and it would be nice to let me find one here. I found it. Oh, I found a drum.
A drum?
I found a drum.
Oh.
Yeah. I've never heard a drum laugh before.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord, and we pray that our unity may one day be
I'll hum it once more. Keep going and very softly. Lord, make me conscious of my life. I feel my pulse. My heart beats. My life is. I can feel it the way my mother felt it inside her, and she was glad. I too am glad for my life. When I feel my heart beat in excitement after running, I am glad. And after good news, I am glad when I feel my heart beat. My heart has a way of taking care of things, oh Lord, that matter a lot. I think often about how it is to be grateful and have your heartbeat increase. May the continual beat of my heart and her heart be our sign, O Lord, of your everlasting life. And may this life of mine and hers and ours celebrate the life that is yet to come. Amen. I know that sometimes organs play softly during prayer. I like that too. I've never done this. I liked it too. We had a lot going here. Who are you?
Ada?
Anna.
Anna? We had Anna's rhythm. When you go home, and you ask, they ask you if you've got the rhythm. You tell them. Amen. How can you dance with that many people at once? I spend a lot of time with a lot of strange people, and so have you, only I talk about it. I write about it, and some of you don't. You know some strange people, don't you? I mean, don't you know people who get so angry they break drumsticks and throw them against the wall? And I mean, all kinds of things which you try to keep private. But when you write about it, and people will buy it because it reminds them of their best friends. And there's one here that I wrote called Rhythm. Who'd like to read it with me?
Would you?
Sure.
Okay, let's go.
Start it, okay?
Da da boom boom da boom da boom boom.
You picked me up, didn't
you? What a funny.
Did I look like I could handle it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't tell a noun from a verb. It's a horrible sentence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Well, that's right. They somehow printed it. All right, we'll do it again, and we'll keep right on going, okay? This is a conversation between two. And it might be interesting. Maybe I shouldn't give it away. It's a conversation. No, I won't tell you. You'll find out. Okay.
Da, da, boom, boom. Da, boom, da, boom, boom.
That's the meter.
The what?
The meter, the rhythm.
I'm not up on meters, but I sure know it has a strong beat.
Oh, like a heartbeat.
Like a drum.
Like clapping thunder.
Like Mexican castanets.
Like the rhythm of tidal waves.
Like the beat of a bass fiddle.
Like a jumping rope.
I'm a fisherman.
Oh.
Want to try again?
I've got another one in here called it's on the forgoofness of sins. We haven't got mountain trout in this or anything. Pardon?
He had a bass in there.
Yes, he had a bass in there. All right. Well, I think this one's over. We did that very well. We'll do another one. That's good. I really like you. You know how to... That's called editing. This is a rhythm... This is a peculiar rhythm. This is the rhythm of life and death. That too has a rhythm. That too has a rhythm, life and death.
He doesn't look natural.
He isn't natural. He's dead.
Yeah?
With a speedometer locked at 85.
And the engine wrapped around his spinal cord?
And the station wagon around the pole like a jelly roll.
You can enjoy a jelly roll, but what can you do with a young driver and his head hanging up by the nape of his neck?
Well, makes you want to feel sorry and tell him that he shouldn't have done it and tell God that he really didn't mean it and that he wasn't that way.
And everybody's here to sing and pray.
Yeah, worship.
Worship for this?
Well, for this there is forgiveness.
For driving 85 in a 50-mile zone?
For driving 85 there is forgiveness.
And for smashing his dad's new car to smithereens?
Yes, for smashing the car and for wrecking it completely and for blowing out every tire.
For all the grief he's causing the family?
For all the grief.
For his hankering to speed?
And for the hankering.
And for the bad example he set in the community?
For the bad example there is forgiveness.
For getting clobbered before his time was up, just 18?
There is forgiveness for being just 18, for dying at 18 at the wheel when it's all your fault. There is forgiveness for fault.
But he was reckless.
Well, so are others, so is his father, reckless, risking his life every week, day or night.
A regular daredevil, no doubt.
Yeah, daredevil. He died when he was 37, his wife was 34, and the three boys were very little.
Where did it happen?
In the pulpit, Easter, on the third Sunday service. It was his 13th week of service. I'm as bad as you. I wrote it, huh? It was his 13th service that week, Holy Week, 13, everything else, you know?
Oh?
Yeah, we warned him. He kept right on going like a house of fire.
But he was a minister.
Yeah, the boy was his own son. All three choirs, they sang at the funeral.
Three
still sing today. There is forgiveness for dying, for disease and dying, for speed and dying, for overwork and dying, for recklessness and dying.
But they all die different.
We will need forgiveness for the way we die.
Ask for it now.
Man is never judged. He lives and dies and rises only by the mercy of God. By mercy, man awakens each day to work and play. By mercy, he welcomes the night. By grace, men live and one day rise. Grace and mercy are the power of God. Death is the last work of Satan. It is not good that man should die. It is only good and tolerable that those who know Jesus is Savior from death. He is the deliverer. He can forgive death and restore life. He forgives sin and restores us in his mercy. All else is judgment. There are lots of rhythms. I saw there are some marvelous rhythm words that move. Maybe some of you over here could close your eyes, but before you close your eyes, I'll give you an example so that you'll know about what to do. And the reason I'm going to have you close your eyes is that there's no other way to shut off the lights in here. And if your eyes are shut, you can't see, and that's what you can't do when the curtains are pulled. So it's the same effect. And for instance, if I were to describe under, one way to describe it would be like this. You see my hand? You see? Is that a nice under? Well, it's not the only way, but it's kind of an under. Okay? Why don't you over here close your eyes, all of you over here, okay? And those of you, just stay as you are and enjoy what you see. Now over here, I'm going to ask you, whose eyes are closed, to use both of your hands and to just relax, get them off the chair and use that space in the front of you as though it's it's your own space and you can move your arms and hands through it. And I want you to do an under the way I did it, first of all. Do an under. All right, that was very good. You really caught that trick. Now I want you to do your own kind of under. Just try another one. Keep your eyes closed, you'll do better. Okay? Another under. Oh, marvelous. Just watch the under. Oh, you have got some nice unders going. Now, under is a very important word. Do an over. Now do an over. Oh, Anna did a perfect over. Yeah, really. Let's do another kind of over. Another over. Just to show yourself that's a nice over, there's another over. Oh, look at the overs. Look at the overs. Now let me see you do an into. Okay, do an into. Do an into. Aha, and then a through. A through. Into and through. Once more. Into, through. I'll do it again. Into, through. Oh, beautiful. Now do a whip. Do a whip. A whip. Do a whip. Uh-huh. Whip someone or whip the thing. And then and again. Do a whip and again. Okay? Whip and again. Whip and again. Oh, beautiful. Now, how do you like that, huh?
Fine. Okay.
See, I needed for them to see how to do it. Now they're going to do it too. Yeah. Now, I would like to have you do an in. Okay, do an in, and what I want you to do it with is kind of over your head so that we can see all of this is writing space over your head. So let's do an in. Okay, let me see it in. Think in. Just think in and think of what you're doing and think in, all right? Now do a with and think with. Move from your in to a with. And now do an under and under. You have just done an in with an under. Some of you may recognize those three prepositions. In Protestant history, they're very important to Holy Communion. They're very important to Holy Communion that Christ comes to us in and with and under. And those are simply prepositions. They're simply prepositions. But simply prepositions are marvelous things because they're not just little words you memorize, but they're motions. You saw them, you did them. Do a with. Do a with the way you feel a with. And think of Holy Communion. Do an in. Do an in. And do an under. Tell me something about what those three prepositions say to you about the meaning of Holy Communion. Just say some words. Don't use the in with and under, but having felt the posture and the position of these three words, what can you say about Holy Communion in your own way now? Just some things about it.
Oneness.
Well, you say the word oneness comes to you. What's for you?
Oneness.
Well,
I was going to say oneness.
Oneness.
Christ died for me.
All right, and what was another one over here?
Shared.
Shared. That for him, the word shared is a word. Not the only one, but a word that comes through. What's a word? In with and under. Think of your how your hands felt. And think of where your hands were. And think of what your hands did. And think of what your hands were all pointing to. What were those three things pointing to? What is communion? Within. Okay, she says that it is within. That's kind of a nice combination of words. I imagine somewhere in the Middle Ages we could read that marvelous statement. That sounds like something that should have been written by a theologian. But one could say within.
Together.
Oh, what's that?
Together.
Did that come to you?
Yes, and that's the way my hands
were. That's the way your hands were. And somehow then this feels like you're describing concepts now. You're putting together a mental picture, which you act it out into a single word. And the concept is for you together. What was another one?
Life.
Did you say life?
Yes.
Okay. Let's get a few more.
Fellowship.
Pardon?
Fellowship.
Okay. And these are not questions you're asking me. These are statements you're making. When you make a statement that you're sure of, it's like a cradle. So we could have some more cradles.
Pardon?
Pardon?
Pardon.
Pardon. And for her, this closeness, the width and in and under, comes the word pardon. That's nice. Huh?
Strength.
Strength. Especially nice when you hadn't even thought of it. I mean, I don't mind having that thought of it, do you? I don't mind not having thought of it. I wouldn't want to be responsible to think of everything that all people are thinking, would you?
No.
No, no.
I was thinking tight, but I think what I mean is rescued.
Rescued. And the first word you said was?
Tied. There's a bond.
A bond. So she went from bond, tied, to bond, to rescue. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. How about some over here?
Belongs.
The word belongs. So you add in with and under together and you get the word belongs. That's the strange language of faith. Okay. I think we could do something that would be move our chairs around. And maybe some of you who have had some chairs could share a little while for about 10 minutes with people who don't all have to leave. But make sure that someone... Okay, I want you to sit with... I want you to be with about five or six people and be in a little cluster, okay? Don't empty all these chairs out. Just there were about six people back there. I want you to get in clusters of about six people, okay? You don't have to sit on the floor.
Chair right here.
I'd also say that in some cases, if a few of you are standing where it's not convenient for you to get into a cluster and you want to watch. You all have to do everything alike. So if some of you want to watch, you can watch. Here's what I want you to do. Are you with each other? I want you to use a space that is between you. Consider that space between you as not necessarily floor space, but just enjoy it as space, just to kind of take a look at it, although you can look through it, and realize that you can put your hand into it and out of it and not get hurt. It's a gift. let me tell you something. A child will come here. It doesn't even hurt. See? And I'm not helping myself. And you've all got space in there. And just look at it. Look at this space. And start moving your hands in and out of it. Because that's what I want you to use for a little while. So use this space. That's right. Alright. Alright, here we go. I'll give you a little script. And here's your script. Your script has just three parts to it. And it's, don't do it yet, just memorize it. Advent, that is Christ coming, that whole business of expecting Christ to come. Don't yet, but I want your hands to move in some kind of a way that you feel describes that coming of the Christ, that expectancy, that waiting, that hoping. And whatever it means to you, let your hands do that. It's like directing Advent. You probably never got to direct a choir in your life. This doesn't need any rehearsal. And for some of you, it may be just a tiny little finger, but you've seen directors like that, you know. And you may wave your arms. Whatever you think Advent is, the second part is Christmas, and that is when all of your hands, and you don't talk, but all of your hands somehow make that picture of Christmas, whatever Christmas is, in your own group, and you will inform each other because you haven't planned this, see? And the third thing is, after Christmas, is that this Christ, that's Epiphany, that this Christ, this gospel, goes out with the shepherds, with the wise men, to the uttermost parts of the earth. So you've got these three things. Don't leave your chairs. But do this all in that space. And don't talk with each other now. Take as long as you will. I say maybe 3-4 minutes. So have a nice Advent. Then go right on into your Christmas. And then have a nice Epiphany. So you're going to do that part of the church calendar. Right in your midst. Use that space in there. Children love it. And people buy it. You can buy space, you know, on billboards. And here it is, right in there. So I'll just say Advent, Christmas, Epiphany. You don't talk to each other. You kind of know when you're ready for Christmas, and you'll kind of know when you're ready for Advent. Don't hurry. Rather go slow than quick. Okay, have a long Advent. I'd like to have you stand.
Blue?
Yeah. Yes, you. You stand. Just stand where you are. That's right. I'd like to have you stand where you are. Okay. I'd like to have you five stand. I'd like to have you shut your eyes. The five of you. Okay. Shaking your body now, using your hands, whatever you want to. I want you to think of your body as being as long as possible. Close your eyes and make the body up as long as possible. As long as possible, and think of that as one continual line. Bend it a little, bend it forward, bend it back, twist it, turn it, whatever you want to. Keep that awareness that your body is one piece. Okay? Now,
I'm going to have you do some Advent words, and I want to have the words come from all of you. I want all of you to give me an Advent word, and I'll receive it from you when I see your hand. Okay? And then you do the word, and you can freeze. When I say freeze, hold it. Freeze? That's good. You can just freeze. That relaxes you and gives you a chance to go to your next word so you don't overwork your word. Okay? Some Advent words.
Waiting.
I'll just say five.
Waiting.
Waiting. I want you to do some waiting. Just do some waiting.
Preparation.
Do some preparation. Go from the waiting to the preparation. Use your whole body.
Come.
Do the word come.
Excitement.
Do the word excitement.
Promise.
And now promise, the final one. And freeze on promise, freeze. Now just stay where you are. Stay where you are. And now we'll do a few Christmas words. I'll hear the first one.
Joy.
Joy. Do joy. Consider your knees, your bottom, your top, your whole body, and do the joy. Let's get a second word.
Love.
Give me love. Love. Go from joy to love. Do the love. Freeze on the love.
Good.
Do a freeze on the hold that love. Do a second love. Freeze on that one. Do a third love. And freeze on it. Give me another word, someone.
Birth.
Birth. Do the birth. Do the birth. And just keep doing the birth, and now Joseph being there at the birth. Joseph being there. Another word.
Rejoice.
Pardon?
Rejoice.
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 And Mary was humble. Be humble. Be humble. There are three kinds of humility. That was first. Now give me a second. A second humility. Oh, good. And the third, humbleness. Now we're ready for Tiffany. And Tiffany is the going out. Go out with that. Go out with that message. Shout. Shout.
Share.
Shout and share. No more words. Shout and share together. Shout and share. Sue and I had a misunderstanding about who should come tonight to dance. How nice. And now, one more word on Epiphany. What is it?
Outreach.
Outreach. Outreach. Five. Freeze. Freeze on it. Now go somewhere in particular. Think of some place, outreach, in Chicago or somewhere you know. Someone. And outreach again. Someone. Yeah. Freeze on that. And someone, where would you like an outreach? Just tell me and name another outreach. To where?
Everybody.
Sorry, to everywhere. Final word. What word shall we give them to be at the end? What word?
Glory.
Pardon?
Glory.
Glory. Do the glory. Do the glory. Let that glory go. Let that glory go. Let it go and praise it when you want. Thank you. That was good. I'm going to, I don't know, let's just talk just a little bit. What this means that we're doing, you know, what are some things that come to your mind as you're seeing it or doing it or hearing it or feeling it? What do you think we're doing? You're expressing yourself. Sometimes one has to go far away to a mountain village to do some of this stuff. I mean, if you're out there tomorrow, you may not necessarily be doing exercise. You may be doing a glory. Maybe you hadn't had a good joy for a long time. Or you thought outreach was a visitation program. And now you didn't know that outreach was a dance. What else do you think is happening?
Thinking.
You're really thinking, aren't you? What are you thinking about?
Think more about what is actually involved in all these different times.
Yes, the church here. So you're really thinking about what you feel and say, about words and concepts, ideas. Okay, what else do you think is going on?
Unison.
Unison, where? 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 At least two places.
In our minds.
Yes, in your minds. And, what, and who said unison?
Oh.
All right, and where is the unison? In the heart and the mind and the body. The Jews used to wear that phylactery, didn't they? That bound them together, and you can't buy them. Even in the village bookstore, you can't buy a phylactery, but you could have one. So have a phylactery.
How do you spell it?
you're in charge of reading phylactery. All right. What else? Where else is the unison?
With others.
With others. Yes, there's that. It's in the mind and in the thinking, and it's in your whole being and with the others. And that's why sometimes I have some watch and some look and some do it, so that you don't feel like you're so alone. Because sometimes you need to be seen. Sometimes you need to be, have you done this before? Super. Really nice. What do you do for a profession?
I'm a minister.
Are you? Well, I'd say you pick up dancing. Well, you got a three-part one coming for the end of this year, haven't you?
Right.
Oh, a few more things. What do you sense is happening? What would you call this that we're doing?
Harmony.
Pardon?
Harmony.
Harmony. Okay. Pardon? We're freeing ourselves. Yeah. From the bondage.
Mm-hmm. Breaking. The Holy Spirit is working.
Yes, very much so. You think too. There's a freeing of self. Is that right? I want to
read finally. I want to read from this book.
Tomorrow we're going to have musicians here. We're going to have a horn, trumpet. I don't know. We'll have our own musical instrument. And you don't get scared. If you don't want to play and you want to listen, we need listeners too, and we need lookers. Some people don't do well unless they're watched. this book, In a Promise, is really a funny book. It's biblical history, it's Old Testament. Here's a place to sit down and go to work. That's really a seat. And what would you do with it? Adults often say I'd put it in my front yard. If I ask children, they say I'd sit in it. So you have to go after these pictures with it. Childish heart, and I look at this picture and I thought, that's super. It's Adam's seat. It says, Adam, sit down, go to work. This is Adam's seat. Well, you won't find many of these in bookstores again, but you'll find them around. That is, places to be is what work means. It's a place to be. It's to be where you are and to be at work there. And that was the first big picture. The marvelous picture of a wall with a hinge on this side. Hinge rhymes with hope because they both begin with an H. And so here's a little hope on the edge of this wall. And the wall rhymes with fall. So a little hope on the edge of a wall. This is a picture of the fall. And this is the fall where we are separated. And now we find each other. And that's why I took the wall as a picture of a fall. You can go out and find these images for yourself. They're all over. You can find these objects, and you can translate, you can focus, you can concentrate, you can meditate, you can perceive those objects until somehow that object points you quite beyond itself. It points you quite beyond itself. It points you like a symbol, points you quite beyond itself and beyond yourself. And you can, through that little piece of meditation, and beside an object, you can join Jacob, who was divided from his family. You can join and have quite a wall between him and his home. Quite a few miles, he hoped. That was a long wall called a rope, a road. called a road, a runaway road. A runaway road was his wall. Have you ever seen someone go and go and go away, and that going was their wall? And to return was the redemption. That's one way of just kind of getting back your old Bible history and some of that information that you'd like to stir up a little bit. You know, the lecturers are not the only ones who are going to stir you up. You're going to be stirred up mostly wherever. You might not even expect it. There's one in here that I wanted to do, and that is it reminds me of Hannah. This feather. This feather caught in an old piece of barbed wire fence. This feather. Hannah was in the temple. And what was she doing in the temple? She wanted her son. And they thought she was drunk. They thought she'd been drinking. She was really praying. They thought she was drinking. She was really high. She was very high, and she was caught up. She was just caught up. She just went, and I looked at this and I thought, how that feather get up there? That's not down there. How that feather get up there? And it must have been, let me hear you go. Now we all have a flu. Now we all have another thing in common. We all have germs of each other. Just one more. All right. Now, I want you to do this three times. And I'll read into this thing, okay? With your hands and with your breath, go. Hannah's prayer was lifted up in her old age, and her spirit was caught in a whirlwind. Let's do it again. And her song soared and happened, and her song was published. Old Hannah published, and her new son Samuel. They traveled to the temple in the fullness of time, and he was weaned unto the Lord, and the holy place of the Most High was Samuel's bedroom. You know, that's where he slept. He had a little cot. It was like his weekend. We were almost full. They had a little cot right behind the holy place, and that's where Samuel had a bed, and the candles were his chores. I guess they had no cows. But as I say, you have to read into the text. The high priest was his guardian. Samuel was a prophet in a silent generation. Nothing was happening. Carol Hinderly didn't have anything to say. Nobody was reading the Bible. All Carol Hinderlys were quiet about the Word. Galatians wasn't read. Romans wasn't read. They weren't even written. The Word of the Lord was dumb. You know what dumb means? Dumb means The mouth was closed. There was no liberation in the mouth. And the hope of the people was sentenced to life. Imprisonment. Can you imagine hope being sentenced to life imprisonment? There was no new word from the Lord until the new son sleeping behind in a little cot of the old woman. There was the hope. Hannah's song soared. It soared. Hannah's song soared and hung like hope. High on the walls of the silent ghettos of Israel, the Lord will make the poor into princes. And the Lord did the words of Hannah's song. Hannah's are always heard. And so are Anna's.
Thank you.
But I would never have gone to sleep in my father's study when he was thinking, and when he was meditating, when he was pondering. Those are exciting times. And I've let you into my own and into your own private study. That's what I've done. I've let you into some of your own privacy, where you can be playful, and where the Holy Spirit does also work in your imagination, and stir you up and give you the ability to dance without going, you know, to a dance. Yeah. And that's really, and I don't expect you now to go out and, you know, do this. I'm not talking about doing anything. I'm really talking about being. I'm talking about feeling and how you think and feeling how you feel and thinking about how you feel and letting this all come together and how we really are in a life where things do belong together, where we belong to the nature. The mountain is our mountain and we belong to the mountain. The mountain will get us someday, and my ashes will feed the mountain flowers. It will get me. But now I have the mountain, and my Lord is the Lord of the mountain in me, and he holds it all together. And that is something that really scares some people. But that is something that Christ came to say, you know, don't be afraid, this is the Father's world. The stuff in it can be in it too. So that's really what we're bringing together. Whatever you bring together, you know, in a creative way, an imaginative way, is not something that you have to go out now and practice. It's really what you've probably been doing very privately. And some of what you've been experiencing now is probably what you experience some nights when you lie in place, privately. And only just in a little more open form. Most of us don't switch on our lights when we're in private prayer and invite all our neighbors over to see the insides of our heads. Do we? But if we could sometimes, they really dance. And they really cry. In the same moment. Yeah. See you in the village.